been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place if you're trying to get out.
Welcome to the program. This is Deborah Taveras with StopTheCrime.net on the Rinse Radio Network. And I'm here to remind you of a number of quotes this evening and during the program, a reality that is besetting within our country and globally with the individual assaults on individual people. We must always remember our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter. And this is Martin Luther King Jr. He also said, in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. I hope that all of you will write these quotes down, put them in a place where you'll see them often, and remind yourselves what the coming year, 2015, must hold for each and every single one of us. We can be silent no more. Your silence is your permission. With the most horrific plans that are befalling very rapidly across the globe, we are facing parallel systems. That is a process, a parallel process, a covert method of dropping one system and replacing it with another, such as the United States of America, a system that was dropped a long, long time ago, certainly as far back and before 1913 with the fiat phony money and the currency, and then the American Bar Association that was put in place by Rothschild to continue to feed the false reality that was put in place. We're building into a virtual false paradigm. And the sooner that we go through the emotional grief of understanding where we are and what we face, we will be able to help others in their journey as well. And we're all here, and we're put here for a reason. And there are many, many targeted individuals, not only throughout the United States, but globally. Now, I'm just going to go over a quote that came out of a meeting in New York. This came out in the winter of 1994, and it said, quote, therefore, 1995 will be the year where massive doses of electronic mind control programming, thought intrusion, and brain biogenetic manipulations will commence in scale. These projects are no longer experimental. They are fully operational, and field testing is over. Field testing is over. The whole arsenal of frequencies will be unloaded on the USA, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Mexico as part of stage one of the first protocol to include, and these are covert government names for projects, to include Woodpecker, Buzzsaw, Videodrome, Subliminals, Sonic Pulses, Holograms, Visions, Voices, and Strange Psychokinetic Phenomenon. Beware of TVs, computers, movies, radios, and phones. We're talking cell phones here. Also books and even magazines, newspapers, printed advertisements and posters will also contain encrypted, hidden subliminal holograms. In addition to the obvious programming of commercial consumerism and marketing, reason behind all of the subliminals and electronically compressed information in movies, commercial television, Hollywood videos, radio, and telephones, and now encrypted and printed matter affect the brain's neural networks and functions through select frequencies and their harmonics to diminish the will, the individuality, and the creativity of the individual. Furthermore, The protocols intended to give, in essence, the commands of obey the law. Do not question authority. Government is your God. Do as you are told, and God is talking to you. Also, erratic thoughts of anger, fear, depression, and wanton sexuality are also included in these programs. This causes utter frustration and confusion to individuals who don't know where these strange thoughts are coming from. Now you do. You have been told that this was coming. Now again, this was in 1994. Now we're also very much aware that the mind control started well before the 1950s. But we have many, many documents on stopthecrime.net under the mind control link. I reference that because it is imperative that everyone listening share this information far and wide. It's also extremely important to understand that the frequencies that have now been literally deployed via a myriad of devices such as cell phone towers, antennas, your cell phones, Wi-Fi, even the geoengineering aspects of frequencies, as well as police, firefighters, etc. We are bathed now with an entire mesh network. This is a global fence that has been now used to incarcerate all of us within a silent weapons system of warfare. This is warfare. And it's important to understand that the governments know and have known, and the public has not been told about the carcinogenic, mutagenic effects of radiation, to which, again, few public persons have been told about. And the public has been secretively and purposefully exposed to corporate criminals and corrupt paid officials for the purposes of covert warfare and covert and corporate profits. Important to understand, in the Fort Meade Army document that's posted on the source document tab of stopthecrime.net, you will be informed in that document that there are no safe levels of microwave radio frequency radiation exposure. Even the initial exposure causes tissue damage. And again, that's with a single exposure. Now, recently in the UK, actually in Brussels, there was a covert harassment conference. This was in November of 2014. Now, for those of you that would like to look it up, I urge that you do. Again, it's Covert Harassment Conference 2014 in Brussels. And some of the topics that they covered are essential to this conversation this evening and the guests that I'm going to be bringing on, because we have to understand how few people are aware of the actual link between neuroscience, cybernetics, artificial intelligence, neuroimplants, and neurochipping, as well as the transhumanism agenda. Now, I'm just going to define what the real word for transhumanism came from. It came from eugenics, creating a master race. They felt now that transhumanism would be far more acceptable. We wouldn't be so put off by the idea that they are eliminating and transitioning ordinary humans now into a transhumanism condition. In fact, in the NASA war plan that we have on stopthecrime.net, it talks about the enormous societal disaffection and upheaval that will be caused by the rapid technological changes. And they cite increased road and air rage, psychosomatic illnesses, and mass withdrawal of global societies. They know this. This has been predicted. And this is where we're heading. And many, many people have been individually targeted for the purposes of experimental aspects of mind control and thought manipulation. In fact, the eliminating of free will, essentially creating their emotions, where they can't even define what their own thoughts really are anymore, and directing their physical actions into such things as assassinations, the Manchurian candidate. Now, it's important to understand also on StopTheCrime.net, we have an extremely important document called the Aquarius Operations Briefing, and that also talks about the planned chemical sedation of the population and the use of radio microwave frequencies for mass mind control. Also, again, on the source document tab, the mind control link and hot radio show topics of StopTheCrime.net, you can find a myriad of government documents, clinical documents, military documents, patents, all types of confirmed evidence that will be the underpinnings of this conversation. Also, it's further important for everyone to understand how could this all have happened? What happened to allow this? Well, many things, of course. We have a covert military. We have a de facto government. We are in a corporate structure as a country. We have been deceived. We have been operating annually in an extended state of national emergency. And that started on March 9th of 1933, and it was declared by President Roosevelt. We need to understand the documents that have allowed all of this to occur. And it's important to understand, along with the bankruptcy of the United States, the receivers of the United States bankruptcy were the international bankers via the United Nations and the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. And most importantly, it's important to understand that all United States offices, officials, and departments have been operating within a de facto status in name only under the emergency war powers. I would urge everyone that is listening tonight to read several documents. First, I would urge everyone to go to StopTheCrime.net to the source document tab and read The New World Exposed, NWO Exposed, by an insider in 1969. I think that developing a foundation of how this kind of conversation where individuals are literally hunted, individuals are hunted by government operatives. They are being hunted on a daily basis. They have organized gang stalking networks throughout the country and the world, and they're targeting innocent people. In many instances, and in most instances, these people have done nothing wrong. And to that, I'm going to be inviting my guest on to discuss his individual targeting and of his innocence as a target. Jeff, this is Jeff Murray, and I want to just say a couple of things about Jeff. He has been targeted since about 2009. That's when he really realized he was being targeted. And for any of you that would like to contact Jeff in and around the network, you can do so by Jeff's email, which I will give you now. Jeff, J-E-F-F 5859 at hotmail.com. Again, Jeff, J-E-F-F 5859 at hotmail.com. Jeff, I want to welcome you to the program this evening, and I'm certainly interested in having you start out back in 2009 when you started realizing something was wrong, and if you could talk to the listeners about what started this for you.
Okay, well, thank you for having me on your show, Deborah. My name is Jeff Murray. It really was like a buzzsaw. I was in New Hampshire, this is where it started, and I was working, and selling for a manufacturing company. I was actually a sales manager, And I noticed a lot of vandalism over every week. There'd be new episodes of vandalism. And I noticed cruisers, police cruisers following me around.
Now, when you say vandalism, Jeff, could you describe what you mean by vandalism?
1 week it would be tires that were punctured with nails. The next week it would be damage to the paint. The next week it would be damage to my townhouse. And each time I would go in to report it to the local police. And I actually wore out a path in and out of the police. And they never really took me serious. Matter of fact, I remember one sergeant in particular came walking out to my car, and as he was taking my complaint, he had a 1 square inch piece of paper in the palm of his hand and a pencil, and he was just making a little notch. And I said, "Can I see what you wrote down?" And he wouldn't really show me, but he didn't write anything down. And that's at the point, this was early on, that was at the point that I know these people aren't taking me serious. So the vandalism was to the property. I reported it. There was nothing ever done. As a matter of fact, there was excuses made up for why it was not an act of vandalism. You know, it was something that didn't happen, but they just created a story back at me. Then the same police department actually called me up, and a captain from that police department said, "You got a lot of guns, don't you?" I said, "I got 4 guns, and they're all legally row. Is that why you guys are following me all through the city and the region?" And I proved to myself that they were locating me by a GPS when I went online and bought a GPS jammer and had it hardwired into my cigarette lighter, so it was on all the time. They all disappeared, as long as I didn't have my cell phone with me. If I didn't have my cell phone with me, or if my cell phone was off, with the battery out, they were gone. As soon as I pulled the plug on the GPS, they were all right there again. And I'm talking, we're driving around the city, almost getting into accidents, because they're intersecting me at corners with 3-foot-high, 4-foot-high snowbanks. So I used the GPS, and they disappeared. But what they do is they have what I call it a ground game. It's really COINTELPRO, which they ran in the 60s and 70s, the counterintelligence program. They have self-declared you a threat. My opinion, from my research, with a national security letter. And I can back that up with documents of online articles that reference Freedom of Information Act requests on the number of national security letters self-issued by the FBI since 2000. And they're in the hundreds of thousands, with many years not available. So with the years available, they're over 300,000. And with the 1, 2, 3, or 4 years that were NA, not available, I'm sure it's well over 500,000. So once they do that, under the Patriot Act, they have a legal, unconstitutional authority to extrajudicially target you for a hellish program of provocation, character assassination, vandalism. They really want to provoke you. I've had a lot of opportunities. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jeff, I want to ask you, at the time that this started, had you heard about this before? And
no.
What did you do? What helped you to figure this out?
Okay. The answer to that is no. I never heard of it. And the answer to how did I figure it out was exactly what the police said not to do. They advised me to stay off the Internet. Don't look at Internet because there's all sorts of garbage on there and a lot of untruths. And I asked them, I said, "Do you have a website on the Internet?" They said, "Yes." I said, "Is that garbage and untruth?" They said, "No." Well, I said, "Well, then obviously there's some truth on the Internet, correct?" And so what I did was I learned about everything that was going on through the internet. Also, I learned about the remote neural monitoring and the synthetic telepathy that was going on with my own body and head through an ex-Marine, a war veteran by the name of Chris Beck, who's now dead, was also a target individual, died in a motorcycle accident in Naples, Florida in 2010. He explained to me, based on his military background, exactly what remote neural monitoring was and what they could do with it. And then people like Ken Rhodes, Dr. Robert Duncan, Dr. Fred Bell. I bought Dr. Fred Bell's book. I've read all Duncan's books. I talked to Ken Rhodes. So I got filled in as time went on.
Now, of course, Dr. Fred Bell died of a heart attack while on location, actually, with Jesse Ventura. He died of a heart attack in his hotel room.
Right.
Now, let me ask you, could you explain to the listeners what you were told defined remote neural monitoring?
Well, remote neural monitoring is basically, they have the ability now, I believe they use chips more than the experts, some of the experts seem to. They don't need to use a microchip to do it. I understand the technology. I've read it thoroughly on multiple authors in government insider whistleblowers, CIA, NASA, FBI. These aren't people who wouldn't know. These are people who worked on it. So they can bioelectronically target you to track you and to hack your brain, basically. This technology has been declassified by the multiple CIA scientists that worked on it, a NASA scientist that worked on it, Barry Trower.
Now, Jeff, we're coming into a break, so would you please continue this and hold that thought till the other side? Everyone, we'll be back. We're talking about targeting of innocent people throughout the United States, and we're talking with Jeff Murray about his specific targeting.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
For those of us who are aware of the predatory, dangerous system we live in, there is nothing more important than being fit for the battles ahead we all face. We must be prepared. With regard to nutrition, we face many serious challenges. Our health, your health, is being compromised by modern, processed, and genetically engineered foods, which are designed to make us physically sick and mentally dull. Toxins are being deliberately pumped, dumped, and sprayed into our environment and atmosphere, saturating all of us. Silent weapon systems are being used against human health worldwide. We all have one thing in common. We need to eat. We need to make good, healthy choices. Choices that you can start making right now. Go to www.mypuriumgift.com to view all the extraordinary products and enter gift card code WellnessPrepper and take $50 off your order. That's mypurium, P-U-R-I-U-M, gift.com and start restoring your health now.
Many, many people have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change tea. So, are you drinking Life Change tea? Interested? Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes a body just needs a little help. Get the tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea and is not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Now, we're talking with Jeff Murray this evening about his personal targeting as an individual. And I want to alert everyone to a document that we have posted on our just-added link of stopthecrime.net. It's entitled Managing Nano Bio Info Cogno Innovations. Managing Nano Bio Info Cogno Innovations. This is extremely important because it talks about a great convergence that is taking place and that will constitute a major phase change in the nature of science and technology with the greatest possible implication for all economies, societies, and global cultures. This is made possible by the radically new capabilities to understand and manipulate matter that are associated with nanoscience and nanotechnology. What we have known as being human is being altered and is being redefined. And at this point, I would urge everyone to watch the YouTube video entitled Age of Transitions, Age of Transitions, to understand the level of increased chaos and confusion and to understand why the National Defense Authorization Act was adopted, and what Michio Kaku describes as terrorists. We're the terrorists. Terrorists are those that do not want this transition. And terrorists know and fear the birth of this new civilization because people are being phased out and machinery is replacing what we have identified and defined as being human. I would urge all of you that are listening to watch one of the recent YouTubes. In fact, go to stopthecrime.net to our YouTube channel and watch Technology, Extinction of Humanity. This interview took place as a result of our attending an IEEE conference, Institute for Electrical and Electronic Engineers. Some of the presenters at this conference were IBM, General Electric, Carnegie Mellon, and more. And they talk about technologies from 2025 and beyond 2035. And I will tell you, it is nothing short of absolutely riveting. Again, that YouTube is entitled Technology, Extinction of Humanity. And literally, this is redefining what is human and the future plan for all of us. Now, Jeff, you were noticing again that you were being targeted. You started to go on the internet, even despite the police departments telling you that everything you'd find would be false. But you pursued that. You started to figure out what was happening to you. Were you able then at that point to start linking up with others and hearing stories that seemed similar to your own?
Yeah, at that point I did. I found a lot of people that were going through the same thing. They're going to put this on everybody as a control mechanism, New World world order control mechanism. But yes, I ran into a lot of people. Some people only get the organized stalking, government-sponsored organized stalking, COINTELPRO, which is, I mean, that's bad enough. When I had that, and I hadn't even got the extremely painful microwaves every night, I hadn't even got to that point yet. And just the vandalism, the provocation, the character assassination, which was a full-court press, I developed a condition called shingles. And because of that, and then November of 2009, then they whacked me with the, and it's never stopped, with the, it's really synthetic telepathy, in my opinion. Dr. Robert Duncan is right. It's been, more than directed energy weapons, which are available, and I used to sell parts to directed energy weapon systems. Now, all the major defense contractors have directed energy weapons, but synthetic telepathy, the biocommunication technology of communicating inaudibly for the military, patented by the Air Force, is what they can use by changing the pulse setting to, instead of communicating into your brain directly and into your brain, they can use it to create pain by just changing the pulse setting, increasing it, and that is very painful. It can cause a huge amount of trauma, and they can lay that on you 24/7. I went through a period of about, I think it was 12 or 13 days where it was laid on me 24/7, no breaks whatsoever. And it was right before I had a court hearing for a speeding ticket, the judge reduced to 5 miles over and basically gave me a great deal. You know, he just said, hey, you know, 5 miles over, doesn't go in your insurance, blah, blah, blah. And I went up to North Carolina. Well, before I went to that court date for the ticket, speeding ticket, which I pled guilty or whatever, you know, I was over 11. I was over 11. He reduced it to 5. But before I went to that court date, they laid on the 12, 13 days of continuous, as high as I've ever had it, synthetic telepathy, trauma torture. I mean, to the point where I even contacted Robert Duncan because I was at the point where I was going someplace within my own mind to escape the pain. And he said, don't do that. Go back into the pain. That's how they can split you. And they can create enough trauma with synthetic telepathy to split your personality. I got right to the edge of it. And I emailed him and said, you know, I found how to get out of this pain with my own brain. And he said, don't do it. Go back into the pain. And
So essentially what we're talking about right now are the alters that so many of us hear about with MK Ultra.
Right.
Victims, where you have, you know, many of these victims retreat in their mind, as you were just describing, in order to manage the trauma and the emotional and psychological torture and pain.
Right. You go to a hiding place within your brain in the midst of the pain, and then you don't feel the pain, believe it or not. I never understood it until I read it and heard about it, but I never really understood it until I experienced it. But
now, this was back in 2009, and have they hit you hard?
Well, they hit me hard in 2009, but that one there, I mean, I can tell you, all the way from 2009 until this day, they hit me. There was some nights I didn't even think I was going to make it through the night, but that wasn't 2009. That one, that particular one there was 2013, the beginning of 2014, January 2014, and as soon as I had the court date, it was gone. It was off. It just went back to normal. Normal's bad enough, but it went back to what they normally do, which is bad enough. I mean, you wiped
up
literally
to
every
the listeners,
day. With it.
Yeah, explain to the listeners, if you would, Jeff, what is normal? Now, we're coming up on another break. Everyone, we are talking to Jeff Murray, who is a victim of organized gang stalking, and criminal assaults with trauma networks, and it is a global assault, and everyone is a target at some point. You will be experiencing these types of things likely yourself. So stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and I've been using ozone for purification and health and wellness for a long time. And I'm here to tell you I have never come across a more dynamic, better-built, affordable home and office ozone unit than the brand new Trioxy Reion. It is simply the most versatile ozone unit yet, and as the name implies, the Reion also produces a stream of health-enriching negative ions whenever you wish. Truly the best of both worlds. The Trioxy Reion has easy digital controls, allowing you to determine how long you want your Reion to produce ozone and or negative ions. In short, this ingenious little masterpiece allows you to purify the air you breathe or ozonate your drinking water anytime you want. Create your own indoor bioclimate. No more bacteria, viruses, mold, yeast, or fungus. The Trioxy Reion keeps the air inside your home cleaner than the great outdoors. Visit GoHealthyNext.com right now and get the full story. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Now, Jeff, we're in the final segment of this evening's program, and I certainly want to expand upon the reality that what you're discussing about your personal targeting expands into Senate Report 93549. So everyone that's listening, understand you are identified as the enemy. That is Senate Report 93549. Understand that you're hearing us talk about technologies that begun as early and earlier even than the 1950s, and they're now very, very advanced, but most of the public is unaware that this is going on completely unregulated. And many of these technologies are funded by the World Bank, the CIA, and other perpetrators, and these are experiments on people without consent, through leading universities and by hiring prominent neuroscientists that were available at the time of the development of these technologies. And as you hear Jeff explaining, these assaults are brutal. They destroy every aspect of a person's life. And these technologies have been hidden behind the national security and secrecy, and also behind psychiatry diagnoses. Very important to understand. And we're heading into a time where mind control is now turning into the thought police. We're talking about surveillance of our thoughts and our minds. And in fact, there's a new program that has been launched in many large cities now called FirstNet. And FirstNet is essentially about the use of towers being used to be able to read your minds. This is the advancement of technologies. And more importantly, how this affects the individual lives of those that have been targeted and all of you that will not escape this electronic grid that we are all being incarcerated in. So, Jeff, would you continue with some of the highlights of what you've discovered in the remaining time that we have left?
Yeah, you're exactly right. They're going to put this on everybody. That's what the experts say. That's what the insiders, the whistleblowers say. People like Dr. Robert Duncan, Dr. Fred Bell, Barry Trower, Royal Navy Special Agent. People like Ted Gunderson, who has he swore under oath in an affidavit that organized stalking was something that was happening to target individuals all over the country. And that's available online. Mike German, former FBI, Bob Levin, former FBI, Whitley Swearingen, former FBI, all say that COINTELPRO never ended after the Church Commission in 1975. Victor Marchetti, a 14-year CIA officer, said that the claim that the MKUltra program ended by the CIA was a cover story, and that it never ended. And that's right in the Wikipedia online encyclopedia. So COINTELPRO and MKUltra, now called Monarch Programming, is used and is going to be expanded as the New World Order control mechanism. And the desires to get everybody chipped has been made clear in the very well viewed interview between Alex Jones and Nicholas Rockefeller, Alex Jones and Aaron Rousseau. Aaron Rousseau referencing what Nicholas Rockefeller had told him in his recruitment to the Council on Foreign Relations, which he had turned down. But the chipping, I believe, still happens. In my case, I very strongly believe I can tell you when it happened with an infraguard. Many of the dentists these days are infraguard participating dentists, and they will be approached if you're targeted with a national security letter prior to a dental visit. And if you get a double dose of Novocaine in your TMJ muscle instead of one, that's what happened with me. And then the synthetic telepathy and the pain started within a month after that visit to a dentist in New Hampshire.
And so you were implanted then during a dental procedure.
Yes, that's what I believe. That is absolutely what I believe, and that is the area that goes into the most pain for now. 5 years is always that area, the TMJ muscle. And what I noticed, Jesse Beltran doing his RF scanning for chips, it seems to be that area that always seems to register. Now,
well, let me add a couple of pieces of information that I've also gotten from other targets, too, and you can see if this correlates with any of your experiences. Many of the targets have gotten MRIs, and they've now realized that they need to change the contrast because some of the equipment is manufactured by Siemens. And so they control the contrasting of the MRIs so that the average review of those MRIs would never pick up on implants or RFID chipping or even the nano, self-replicating nanowires that have now advanced as a result of targeting as well. But I also wanted to just add, you talked about Project Monarch. And on stopthecrime.net, for everyone that's listening, go to the homepage and type in the search at the top, Project Monarch, Nazi Mind Control. And you'll be able to read a 13-page document that is extremely concise with a number of links to help wrap your head around what Jeff is talking about with Project Monarch and the ongoing mind control. It's most important to understand. And Jeff, in talking with others that have been targeted and now being hunted daily, one of the questions posed was, what could we do, those of us that are not yet hunted and targeted, to help all of you? And I was told the most important thing we could do would be to understand this is real, do our own research, and promote this reality. And that is how we could best come to your defense. What do you say about that?
That's a good idea. I often go back to what Aaron Rousseau told Alex Jones in that interview. He said they still need us to go along with them, meaning the globalists, meaning the people that are setting up world government, people that are setting, which is right on the Council on Foreign Relations website. They still need us to go along with them, and don't go along with them, and resist them, and don't make it easy for them. I wouldn't waste the time on another MRI, CAT scan, or anything else, because the chips now, according to Dr. Rennie Kilday, who was the World Health Organization representative for the country of Finland, she says, and I've read it in other places, that they're 2 to 5 micromillimeter. So they're too small, in my opinion, now. I never would have got an MRI if I knew how small they could make them. Because any of my efforts of spending money, it's not worth it. You're not going to get it out.
The Dave Larson report, Jeff, where those of you that type in the search engine on stopthecrime.net, Dave Larson, LARSON report, you will see removals of chips and the blown-up version of those chips with the patents and the chips as they were certainly approved via the patents. And I know you're familiar with that report. He's one of a few that I'm aware of that really was able to get removals, but that did not stop the targeting.
Right. Ken Rhodes got a chip removed out of his tooth. The thing is, they're making the chip so small now that it's very difficult to not only locate them, but then to get them out if you can locate them. That's just basically, I adopted the opinion of Dr. Rene Kilday. I've had all the x-rays, the scans, the MRIs. I even bought a scanner, the same one that Jesse Beltran was using around the country to scan. And I bought all sorts of shielding, threw a lot of money at that. None of it worked. I mean, you're dealing with people with a budget of, well, look at our defense budget is what, $600-700 billion a year?
Well, that's what we know. The amount of black ops money going into that is not even measurable.
I came to the conclusion that, in my opinion to myself was, you're not going to keep these guys out from whatever they want to do. They come into my house, and they stole a check out of my wallet when I was sleeping with my constitutionally right gun right next to me. Whoever it was, and I had just changed the locks within a month, but now I've added the internal mechanical locks like they have in hotels. But you still have to get in.
Now, Jeff, I hate to to stop you. We're going to have you back up to discuss more of your story in continued detail. But I want to just let everyone know, go to stopthecrime.net, go to the mind control link, study MKUltra, read the document that I referenced during the show tonight, but also know that there is good news as well. We have discovered that we have primary water. We're not running out of water. The controllers would like us to think that we have a shortage of water. And during these holidays, it's important to not only understand what we face as far as the absolute control of mind, as well as the control and the false science, and that surrounds water. So go to stopthecrime.net to the primary water link. And, Jeff, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the program this evening.
Thank you, Deborah. Appreciate it.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.